Very good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, Honourable Members. There is a quorum.
Morning, Chair.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning.
Morning, Honourable Sheikh Imam.
Good morning, Chair. I'm glad. And good morning to our Deputy Minister. I'm glad he's safe and secure and back. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Sheikh.
Good morning, Honourable Molekwa. Morning, Honourable Shembeni Molekwa. Are you here? Honourable Shembeni. Good morning, Honourable Meshu. Honourable Siabi. Morning, Honourable Siabi.
100, my from first letter.
Baie goed, agbare lid. Good morning, Honourable.
Morning, Chair.
Good morning, work. Good morning, Ter Blanche. Honourable Ter Blanche, are you here?
Good morning, Chairperson. Are you well?
Very good. I'm very happy that we can now finally finish our business on the bill. Good morning, Honourable.
Was our Deputy Minister exposed to a threat?
I didn't want to ask. You know, it's something he knows. Maybe we should get some information.
Deputy Minister, were you ever exposed to a threat?
I know Honourable Ter Blanche is back after surgery. Has your surgery gone well, Honourable Ter Blanche?
Yes, Chairperson, it did. I am still recovering, but I'll be able to participate. And the major problem that I have very, very bad reception here today, or, you know, coverage. So it's quite bad here. But anyway, I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, Dr. Groenewald.
Recording in progress.
Honourable members, we have, as I said, we have a quorum. It's 2 minutes past nine now. In terms of the National Assembly Rule 286, the committee has processed the bill procedurally and correctly. Could I have the apologies before we do the agenda?
Good morning, Chairperson. I received an apology from the minister. He won't be able to attend the meeting today due to taking parliament to the people. Mr. Whitfield, he indicated that he will join the meeting later. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Babawa. Good morning, Honourable Peacock. Advocate Bell, you have your hand there.
Yes, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Deputy Minister, and all other Honourable Members on the platform and colleagues. I just wanted to inform the Chair that Mr. Ramaru, who is our Acting Secretary, is also not here today, and I'd like to tender an apology on his behalf. He's also with the minister in Ugu District today as they take parliament to the people. Thank you, Chair. I will be leading the delegation this morning from the CSPS.
Thank you very much, Advocate Bell, and thank you very much to the team from the CSPS. We appreciate you being here. Good morning, Honourable Molekwa. I think I saw Honourable Molekwa here. Honorable Meshu is asking to be excused around 10 o'clock to attend another meeting. Honorable Meshu, I'm convinced that we'll be done by then. Today is part of the procedural matters that we have to complete in terms of the bill. May I have the... Babawa, Nicolette, can you flag the agenda, please? Thank you very much. Do we have any minutes that we have to adopt today, Babawa?
No, Chairperson, we are not going to adopt any set of minutes today.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, we now first we have to be the adopt, first the bill we have to adopt, and then the report. So we first have to adopt the bill. Adoption of the Protection of Constitutional Democracy Against Terrorist and Related Activities, the PAC-TATARA Amendment Bill. Firstly, the adoption of the bill. The committee amended the following clauses. I put to you the clauses amended by the committee. Clause 1, I put to you. Approved with amendments. If no disagreement, clause 2, I put to you. Clause 3, clause 4, clause 17, these were the amendments. Clause 18, clause 20, clause 22, and then clause 24. I put to the clauses the amendments by the committee as well as the schedule. I further put to you clauses 1 to 25. I put to you clauses 1 to 25, including the schedule. Finally, I put to you the bill in its entirety.
Chairperson?
You may now request to reserve your rights.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I just want to highlight that. And thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Further, Honorable, I have to Blanche, and then Honorable Siabi.
Thank you, Chair. I move that we adopt the bill as put forward by the Chair.
Thank you very much. Do I have a seconder?
My hand is up, Chairperson.
Yes, before I take your hand. Do I have a seconder? Honorable members?
Okay, sir. I told them to come on.
Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Honourable Chair, second.
Honorable Patrain, could we first allow one of the other members to second? Honorable Marekwa?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Patrain?
Honorable Peacock.
Oh, sorry, Peacock. Honorable Peacock, yes. Sorry.
I second chair.
Thank you, Honorable Peacock. I now note Honorable Meshu.
Chairperson, I just wanted you to note my preserving the right here.
Thank you, Honorable Meshu. Honorable Shembeni. Honorable Shembeni. Honorable Shembeni is in the meeting. Honorable Groenewald.
Yes, Chairperson, I'll be the meeting.
Yes, Honorable Shembeni, could you reserve your rights?
Yes, Chair, I reserve my rights.
Thank you. Honorable Groenewald. Honorable Groenewald. Honorable Shembeni, you may mute your mic now. Honorable Meshu, unless you want to speak, you can mute your mic.
I just wanted to say, Honorable Groenewald is still struggling with connection.
Yes, yes. We will allow Honorable Groenewald to reserve his rights. Honorable Whitfield, the DA has already reserved his rights. Morning, Honorable Whitfield. Thank you for joining us. I have reserved the rights for the members. Honorable members. I now put before you the report. I put before you the report. Nicolette, could we have the report now, please? Thank you very much. Nicolette, could we have the report page by page, please? Could we have it again page by page? Can you hear me, Nicolette?
Good morning, Shri. I will share the screen quick. There we go.
Yes. Page 1. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Proctotara Bill. 18th of November. Introduction. The purpose. Page 1, I put to you. Page 2, the meetings of the committee. Amendments of the clauses, amended clauses which you approved. I'm putting the report to you now. Clause 2, 3, 4, 17, 18, 20. 24A, I put before you the corrections, 22, clause 24, the schedule, the public participation, the conclusion. Honorable members, I put to you for the report to be considered. The committee expresses its gratitude to all those participants who participated in the bill. The committee expresses its gratitude to the minister and especially the deputy minister for assisting the committee in processing the bill. Committee appreciates the Civilian Secretariat, Mr. Amaro and his team, for assisting the committee in processing the bill. Do I now have a proposal for the adoption of the report?
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Malekwa. Honorable Marekwa, your hand is up.
No, thank you, Chair. Good morning to yourself and members on the platform, the DM and all participants. I think I would like to second, I like to second the report, Chair. Because when I went through the report, it highlights all the things that we have done as the committee, the number of meetings. I think it counts up until ten meetings in all, if I'm not, I think it, I saw 10 meetings that are highlighted that, that we had as a committee, meaning that a lot of effort and time was put to dealing with the document. And I think all is in order, Chair. There's no corrections from my side. I would like to second the report. Thanks.
Thank you very much for that, Honorable Marekwa. Thank you for highlighting the number of meetings we have had on the bill. Thank you very much for concluding that we have done sufficient work on the bill. Are there any members who have objections to the report? This is the report now, not the actual bill. Honourable Whitfield, I'll note that your hand.
Yeah, no objections, Chair, just at this stage to reserve our rights. Thank you. Chairperson, did you hear me?
Yes, Honourable Whitfield. The report is, you have no amendments to the report and you reserve your rights. Honorable Tablanche, I noted you. Your hand was up, but then you lowered your hand.
Chairperson, no, thank you. I'm covered by my colleague. I am in the unfortunate position that I couldn't get in touch with him by phone. My phone is also something wrong with that this morning. I'm suffering here with connectivity, but he covered me well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tablanche. Honorable members, the report, it is first the bill was adopted. The report has been adopted. Honorable members, you have the right to make your inputs in the National Assembly. I'm giving all political parties an opportunity if to say anything. It's not your statement in Parliament. You have the right to make a statement in the committee. I note the whip. Honorable whip, is there any statement you'd like to make?
Thank you, Chair. Now, just to appreciate the members of the committee for their commitment in processing the bill. I think at some stage, it was seen to be above our comprehension, but as we went on, we were able to comprehend the bill and deal with it. I just want to appreciate the commitment of all members of the committee in processing the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Whip. My appreciation and gratitude to you as a whip for steering this process, as the whip of the committee, and to all members who participated. This was a tough process. We started off I think with the members grappling with the content, but most of the members and all the members have ended up with having a very good understanding of the bill. I wish your party good luck in the deliberations in the National Assembly. The could I have the DA?
Chairperson, good morning. Thank you. I did make comments in the previous committee, I have no further comments to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Whitfield. Do we have any political parties who still wish to say anything before I end the meeting? Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning, Deputy Minister, again. I just want to take this opportunity of thanking all our colleagues in the committee for the role that they played, the hard work that was put, that includes our staff members. Yeah, thank you very much. And indeed, I think we have a good team that is very committed and dedicated to the cause. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheikh Imam. Honorable members, the report will now include that the different political parties have reserved their rights. Honorable members, we would still need to adopt the joint reports with the Committee of Energy and the Committee of Mineral Resources and Energy. We would then need a joint meeting to adopt the oversight reports. Those members who attended the oversight visits, you have to please be in the meeting so that we can adopt the reports. Those of us who are not on the oversight visits would not be able to adopt the report. The date will be communicated to you next week. It was a matter of arranging with the two committees so that we can have a mutual date. Honorable members, we have agreed with the minister next week that it is the presentation of the crime statistics on Wednesday and not on Tuesday. I've also indicated that the meeting will be a virtual meeting and not a physical meeting. The reason being that when the minister introduces the crime stats, we normally do not have a long discussion on the crime stats. The members are then given an opportunity to analyze and read the crime stats. It would be very expensive for us to expect members to appear physically in a meeting, to travel to Cape Town for 1 hour or an hour and a half meeting. Honorable members, would you agree to that the meeting be virtual?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. Yeah, I think that is a very good idea. Because I understand that we'll be having a physical meeting on the 30th.
The physical meeting will be to deal with the Free State matter. We have given Ms. Mashale an opportunity to present us with a protected disclosure, which we have not yet received, as well as the petition which she said she had sent to the Speaker's office. The Speaker's office had indicated to her that she had sent it in a format which they could not open. Nicolette, I'll ask you later to hear if we now have her documents. Honorable Sheikh Imam, your hand is up.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I just want to agree that it would be best if we have that meeting virtual. It will help, yeah, with, you know, lots of other commitments some members have got. But thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Minister. We're in agreement that the first part of the meeting, the Minister will brief us virtually, and then the Minister will be allowed to release the crime statistics to the public. Honorable Tablanche, your hand is up.
Chairperson, yeah, thank you. Sorry, I couldn't hear properly what was going on. And what I heard is that you proposed that our meeting for next Wednesday, the crime stats meeting, will be virtual now. And the rest I couldn't follow about the Free State woman, blah, blah, blah. When is that going to be a separate meeting or what is going to happen? I couldn't hear that part. Sorry.
Thank you, Honorable Tablanche. I repeat, Honorable Mashale had indicated that she sent a petition to the Speaker. We have followed up with the Speaker's office, and she sent the petition in a format which could not be opened. She was also supposed to send us the protected disclosure. She said she had sent one. We are following up. We do not have a copy of that protected disclosure, so we cannot deal with the matter next week. We will then only deal with the crime stats virtually, and the following week we'll have a physical meeting to consider the matter of Ms. Mashale and the Free State. Are you in agreement with this?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Now, I followed it now properly. Thanks. I'm in agreement with that.
Nicolette, could I get an indication if we now have the documents of Ms. Mashale?
Good morning, Jay. We have not received the final documents yet, but we are following up with her and will report back soonest.
Honourable members, you do realise that we need the documents of Ms. Mashale. We have had to postpone the meeting by a week because we have not received any documents. This then puts us in a very difficult position to prepare ourselves for a meeting with her. We have indicated to her that we need the protected disclosure. She has also worked with Mr. Haas. Do we have an indication from Mr. Haas? Is she professor or doctor? Nicolette, has Mr. Haas indicated if the documents are ready?
Okay, we are also still following up with Mr. Haas.
Honourable members, if you follow this correctly, we have been looking for a document. She has not given us the documents. We followed up with her as well as Mr. Haas. We still do not have her documents. So if members do request those documents, kindly be informed that we still do not have any documents. As soon as we have those documents, we will circulate it to you. We will also then be able to request responses from IPED and SAPS. Honourable Deputy Minister, the committee has not received any documents yet. However, whatever we have received from her, we have referred to SAPS. Honourable Deputy Minister, is that in order with you? There was a question to the Minister about a protected disclosure. A member asked a written question to the Minister. Am I correct, Nicolette?
That is correct, Chair.
The Minister indicated that he did not receive the protected disclosure. Honourable members, for now, it means that we only have allegations, but we have no formal documents. The committee cannot meet around allegations, and we request formally again in this committee for our record purposes that Ms. Daas and Ms. Mashale sends us formal documents, or else whatever we have remains allegation. Honourable Deputy Minister?
No, I'm following the conversation, Chair. We will cooperate from our side to ensure that the matter is resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. We'll follow up with you again to find out if you have any documents, or else the matter remains an allegation and the committee cannot deal with allegations. Honourable members, we have to follow the procedures, requirements and the legal processes of the committee as stipulated by the rules of Parliament. According to the rules of Parliament, the committee cannot be investigating allegations. Honourable Deputy Minister and Civilian Secretariat in Deputy Minister, communicate our gratitude to the Civilian Secretariat. Nicolette, can you send the answers and the responses of the Minister to the members? The response of the Minister indicated that he has not received any protected disclosure from Ms. Mashale. Deputy Minister, thank you very much. That brings us to the end. The bill is adopted. Congratulations to you, Honourable Deputy Minister and the Civilian Secretariat. Convey our congratulations to the Minister. Congratulations to all the members. I thank the staff last week, but once more now that we can take the matter to the National Assembly and it is no longer in the ambit of the committee, I wish you well, and I wish you all the success towards the end of this process. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you, Work.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.